This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Felt like we were ready to play. Felt like we were in a good mindset. Like I said, I thought the first, 10 minutes, they came out strong. And the next 10 minutes, I thought we controlled play. And then I just thought we had too many passengers throughout the rest of the game and just weren't on the same page. And, they get a couple goals and momentum like that, and then you're chasing the game. And it's hard to get it back, when you're down three against a good team that plays sound defensively like them.
Auston Matthews following the Leafs Game 7 loss. If you had too many passengers on your bingo board, that's the one that hits. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Wester Hotline. Chat a little bit about Rochester and Laval in the AHL series. But also, last night, Paul, were you disappointed in the game we got for Game 7? I mean, Game 7, you want some drama and a goal against. Okay, it's 1-0. Okay, it's 2-0. Okay, the game's over.
Yeah.
Even if you're rooting against Toronto, I was really disappointed that game went the way that it did.
Yeah, and it started off like Florida was all over them, and it looked like they survived that. And then Toronto all of a sudden started putting some pressure on, and it looked like, okay, here we go. Now we've got a good game. And then all of a sudden one goes in, then the next one goes in, then the next one goes in, and you no longer have a good game anymore. And Auston Matthews was very honest. He's absolutely right. I mean, the beginning of the game where I think, what did Florida have the first 20 shot attempts or something on that line?
Yeah, which is also like Game 5 went that way too. It was just domination in Toronto.
Yeah, and then, but the first chance Toronto got, I believe it was Nylander, was a dandy, and it was a great save. And then I think Toronto might have had the next 7 shots. So it's like, okay, they just needed to get into it a little bit, and now we're going to have a good game. Well, that didn't last long.
No. So what do they do, Paul? I mean, Marner is a UFA. I guess that's a call they don't even really have to make. They don't have to trade him. They could just decide not to bring him back. Matthews, Nylander has been the punching bag before, maybe not as much this time around. It's a different GM. It's a different coach. They keep doing it with the same core and keep finding ways to lose. Do you see the Leafs here as having a flaw or just, running up against another good team? I mean, the Panthers did win the Stanley Cup last year, and here they are again built for this kind of series.
Yeah, but you can't, at the end of the day, be talking about that, you didn't show up. You know, and this is not the first time I think I've heard that being said at the end of a Toronto series. You know, and, you know, Matthews was absolutely right. And something I told you, Dave Burkholder had said for many, many years, and it's such a simple thing, but it's so true. You know, your best players have to be your best players. It's as simple as that. If you're going to be a championship team, your best players have to be your best players. Look at the Edmonton Oilers. When they need a goal or something like that, who shows up? Draisaitl, you know, mm-hmm. McDavid. You know, those guys show up. And that's the thing. And who showed up for the Florida Panthers? Marchand. Mm-hmm. You know, was big there. Sam Bennett, when they need goals there. Tkachuk hasn't been scoring goals, but he certainly you don't have to worry about how he's going to play. You know, and your best players have to be your best players. And Toronto's best players don't show up. And it's as simple as that, and they haven't. And, you know, they should have been making changes long ago. 2 years ago, I thought for sure they would. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, well, for sure they're going to make changes, because they don't usually. So I don't know why this one would be different, but one of these days they're going to have to figure this out.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, we had a caller before you came on ask about Marner, who, you know, he'll be getting lots of offers, I'm sure. Would you expect the Sabres are a team that would be interested in bringing Mitch Marner on board?
Well, it's not like he's a good player. I get all that. But the Buffalo Sabres can score goals. It's not their problem. They're 10th in the league in scoring. I think they average 3.23 goals per game. You can get up to 7th where it's 3.26. That's how close they are from being the 7th highest scoring team in the league. Scoring goals isn't their problem. He does not help them in the least, as far as I'm concerned. Because they no longer, if the Buffalo Sabres want to be a good team, they got to stop being 29th in the league in goals against and get some goaltending where they get a big save at a big time. That's why they don't win. And, you know, that's why if you're looking at unrestricted free agents, I'll take Marchand, I'll take Sam Bennett over Mitch Marner any day of the week for what the Sabres need. And that's what they need. I mean, you get one of those two guys, you get a winner. You get a guy who can play both ends of the ice. You can easily plug them into your top six. They'll help you. They'll help your power play. They'll help you in all areas of the ice, not just offensively like Mitch Marner would. Mitch Marner will kill you defensively. Well, is that really what the Sabres need? Another guy who's one-dimensional and, you know, can help you offensively, but you don't really need help offensively right now. You need help keeping the puck out of the net. And as I said, I would want one of those two long before I want Mitch Marner, because they can help offensively. They can help defensively. They can help your power play. They're great in the room. They've won cups. You can count on them. They show up when you need people to show up. So I would take either one of them oodles long before I would be worrying about Mitch Marner.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, meanwhile, we're keeping tabs on the Amerks, who in their playoff series with Laval, it's tied at one game apiece. And high-scoring series to this point. Now the whole thing shifts to Laval for the rest of the series, right? It was two games in Rochester and then three straight in Laval. So the Amerks have to win 2 out of 3 on the road in order to advance.
Yeah, and I understand. I know people don't want to hear excuses, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
They weren't themselves in game one. I get it. It was 13 days in between games. They were rusty. They weren't the defensive team that they normally are. They're an excellent defensive team. That didn't happen in game one. They were kind of all over the place. And they were that in game two. I mean, let's face it. I mean, they had to win game two. They weren't going to Laval, who had the best record in the American Hockey League, and winning 3 in a row. So it was an absolute must-win to win that game, and they did. I full marks to the Amerks. I mean, they defensively, it was back. Levi wasn't hung out to dry. I mean, Lavalda didn't even have 20 shots, I think. Levi had a fairly easy go at 19 shots that he had to face. And, you know, not only that, but, you know, they got their key scoring back and they looked like the team that, you know, they were supposed to be. Kale Clegg, I mean, he's leading the American Hockey League in scoring. He has 9 points in 5 games from defense, you know, and he scored again. He scored in 5 straight games. Rusick, Rosian, Kulik, they were great. Mike Leone put them together as a line. And they were excellent in that game. So, it was a shame for Rochester that, you know, they had to have 13 days in between games. And it wasn't like, I mean, sure, they had a chance to win game one. But, you know, that wasn't Amherst hockey. It wasn't the hockey you're used to seeing them play. And you could see right off the bat they were playing their game in game two.
Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. All right, so the other thing, Paul, Levi, to me, is like, there are a lot of players down there important to watch. You mentioned a few of them, younger draft picks. But Levi is the guy I'm focusing in on, a playoff run here and consistent good play. You know, he'll have his opportunity next season to try and have a job here. How's he been through this series and through the postseason, to your eye?
Yeah, I mean, he gave up 5 in the first game, but same thing for him. He's a goaltender. He's got to play. You know, you can practice all you want, but you know, he wasn't as sharp. I mean, the rebounds were all over the place, big fat rebounds in that first game and everything. And he was more himself, very calm in the net, very precise, getting out there to cut down angles. The goals that they did score on him weren't his fault. He might have been screened on, I believe, one of them. Now, I'm trying to think how they went in. There was a tip, you know, that went in on him. And so it wasn't, you know, he has given up, 8 goals in the series right now. But Definitely, it wasn't. I wouldn't say game two. You know, he was himself again. He looked like when I saw game two against Syracuse there, where you know he was under control. He got to see everything, and you know, I thought you know, played very, very well. He only had to make 16 saves, but they weren't the type of goals where you'd say, "Oh, geez, come on, Devin, what are you doing?" type of a thing.
Yeah. Well, the Amerks will be in Laval for their next game. That's Wednesday. Schedule goes Wednesday, Friday, and then Wednesday again. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think they're second in the league in the regular season on the road, if I'm not mistaken. They're a good road team, definitely, and I believe they were second in the league.
Very good. What else, Paul? How do you like the conference finals? Carolina and Florida? Or yeah. Dallas, Edmonton?
Dallas, Edmonton, Florida, great. I do not want to watch Carolina play hockey. I just don't. And I know they're winning. I mean, people say, well, they're winning. Yeah, you're right, they are, and I get it. And they're ruining hockey. It's like watching with Jacques Lemaire when he ruined hockey. And yeah, the Devils are winning the Cup, and I can't stand watching them play. I mean, Carolina I think twice I've fallen asleep during their games and wake up and go, "Oh, what happened at the game?" Oh, you know,
nothing.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, it's just it's the way they play. But you know, Florida. That's the thing about Florida, and that's why they were the champions last year. They can play it any way you want. Want to play that way? Okay, we'll beat you that way. You want to play a high scoring game? You know what? We'll beat you that way too. However you want to play it, we'll play it, and they're good at it. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, maybe Florida will make Carolina play their way, which is a little more exciting and a little more, you know, fun to watch. But, yeah, I'm not looking forward to watching Carolina play hockey. The other three teams, though, you know, Edmonton, Dallas, that should be a very good series. I'm looking forward to that one.
A rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals,
yes.
Right? Yeah, all right.
And it was great.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton on both the NHL playoffs and also on the Amerks, who will play Wednesday against Laval. The Bandits are coming back home as well for game three of the NLL finals.
Western Conference finals going seven games.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's gotta, and it'll be a great series. It was a great series last year. I would, only because of kind of what Paul just mentioned about the Hurricane, not really like excited about them potentially being in the finals. I would watch another Florida Edmonton final.
Yeah.
That was a great final.
Florida Edmonton, it's funny. I love that final because to me it's a great argument or whatever. Not against, but it's a great series to throw into any argument about momentum.
Mm.
Florida up 3-0. Edmonton wins 3 straight.
Yep.
Florida wins game 7.
Right.
Like that's Scheffler yesterday. Up by 6.
Yes.
Tied. Win by
Back
6.
By five.
Like
yeah.
Win by 5,
right.
Whatever. Right. You know, not to say that it's not a real feeling, but does the feeling really matter, or are you a team that can kind of get through that? That's kind of a little branch off of what Marshawn said about that game last night. Like the Leafs, this isn't even really that big of a game, and the whole city up there puts so much pressure. He says they beat the pressure into them, the players. And I think you read between the lines. He's saying no wonder they play bad in these spots. They get just beaten into them how much pressure they are under. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.